Continuing Siman Reish Dalad, we are up to Sivav Temid, which is a beverage. Sha'oisim yichatsanim, they would produce this by using grape seeds. Sha'oisim naleim mayim, you add water to the seeds. So the halacha is dinam kishmarim, it has the same status of shmarim, which we learned in Siv Hei. V'hani mili kishanetzer b'kara. Now this discussion and the same ratios of three parts water to one part temid or one part shmarim, that only applies when that limitation only applies when it was pressed in a press. Avam l'nidruchu ela b'regel, if the grapes were pressed through the use of feet. Even if you add three parts water, and it's not 3-to-1 ratio, it's 3-to-0.8 or 3-to-0.9. It's not a 3-to-1 ratio, so there's more water than in Sif Hei. Still, and why? It's wine, and that the press did a good job, but the feet press didn't do such a good job, and therefore there's more wine that came out than you think. We would assume the water ended up in the seed. Whatever came out had a significant wine flavor. The Rama adds, let's say you added figs to the grape seeds, and then even if you have most of the fruit product is going to be grape seeds, and now you squeeze everything out, there's a full force of figs in this beverage, and you would not make a bar peregofen, you'd make a shahakol, because even though the roiv is from the zogim, but the zog has a very weak taste in comparison to grapes, in comparison to figs, and therefore it would have the status of fig juice, and it would be a shahakol. Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Lamedal, Sha'oisin Mechertzanim, they are made from chartzanim. After they squeezed the juice from the grapes, they add water onto the seeds. This is called temed. It was pressed with a beam. So everything came out. Then if it's within the ratio, you make a bar peregofen. But if it's foot press, you have more leeway. Why? That only when it still has the flavor and the smell of wine, then we assume we still have more flexibility when it was simply foot press. In the discussion regarding when you add water to wine, zagim, the grape seeds. And to add the color as well. So the Rama says you make a shahakal. Why? That the kol koyach ha'teinim, the full strength of fig is tasted in this beverage. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says that ha'teinim ha'yeh behem kol koyach ha'teinim, so nismatzu mikaydim, was never squeezed previously, and therefore has a full juice, even though it's the majority here, and therefore it would be a shahakol. We would assume the ikr of this beverage is from the figs. Be like fig beer, and it will be a shahakol. Who says that this is only that we make a shahakol because of a suffig. It's not necessarily that. It's a vaday shahakol, it's a safik. So whenever you have a safik, easy way out, make a shahakol. The problem is when it comes to bracha achrayna. Didn't bracha achrayna yesh stop bezed, the tash basically briurly svar zu kokach, and the sveik of pasak, only from a safik, he said in varach shahakol. The yitz bezed al kodavar. Okay, leading bracha achrayna, you're stuck. So what you should do is, you're lishas revi is yayin gamar, varach halagefen, lifter gam ashkazu, to make a halagefen, and pater this beverage, assuming you didn't drink a full revius of fig juice, because then it would be, you'd need a bar and fushes, then you're back to square one. So whenever it comes to bracha chorna, you don't always have an option to be able to all the shittos. Siv Zayin, a very important halacha regarding taking medicine. Hashay samayim litzma'oi. Someone who drinks water because he's thirsty, mevarach shahakol, he makes a shahakol, ula acharav bar nefashas rabbis. Afterwards, you make a bar nefashas. But it's only if a person is thirsty. Tosfos points out in the Gemara that other beverages, even if you are not thirsty, but you drink a Powerade, a Diet Coke, you always have to make a shahakal. However, when it comes to water, you only make a shahakal if you're thirsty. If he was choking and he drank, doesn't mean he was literally dying. Even if he has something stuck in his throat, could he drink water to remove something? You do not make a shahako, and you do not make a bar nefashas. And the same would apply to taking a pill. If someone needs to take a pill, to drink some water, to take the pill, if you are not thirsty, then you would not make a shahako on that. Plus, you can discuss various scenarios. You have someone who's drinking. He knows he's not thirsty. He's drinking because he knows there's not going to be water available later. It's right before a fast. So very often, you're not drinking because you're thirsty. You're drinking for a different purpose. You have to know the halacha. Halacha is you do not make a shahako when it's simply water. If it's flavored, if it's a flavored seltzer, a soft drink, tea, coffee, all those items, you would always make a shahako. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Litzmai Nira Delav Dako Litzmai Mamish. Maybe he's mamish thirsty. Oh, the stomach. If stam kol shachich nehenem yamayim, the stomach who tamik tzatzar levarich. Meaning, why are you drinking? But if you know exactly why you're drinking, because I have to drink before I go on this marathon or before the fast. So many places say you would not make a bracha on that. Chanakti umtsa shomer lo yedavar achila begrani. Something's in his throat. V'shasamayim davka mayim sheina chich nehenem yam kim kishashoyis letzmai. Water is unique. That we say, it's really based on kavana, and only when you are drinking it because you're thirsty, or you have this taiva for water, then you make a bracha. You drink other beverages, or food, so you have a different reason why you're drinking it. You're drinking it to get rid of something in your throat. Either way, when it comes to shamash, you always have to make a bracha. You would not. Okay, fine. Period. Sifchas. If you're drinking water, the refuah. Lo yevarich to make a bracha. The im gam mitzmai. If you're also thirsty, so you have to think about what do I need a drink now. So if you are thirsty as well, then yevarich, you should make a bracha on water, even if you're drinking in the morning. But you're thirsty and you're doing it for refuah, so that would require a shahakol.